Hi, this is Bronson Tang with Atomic Mail. I'm the director of channel sales. I have on the phone with me today Michael Robinson from Network Dogs. And Michael, welcome. Welcome being on the call.
Thank you.
Why don't you start off by just telling us a little bit about the background of Network Dogs, the company, you know, kind of your 60-second sales pitch, I guess.
Network Dogs started business 11 years ago in the Phoenix, Arizona area. We've been taking care of networks from the small to middle-sized companies, being their full IT department. We do from servers down to desktop support, trying to manage and maintain networks to where there is little to no downtime and little to no effects from the outside world.
Okay, great. So basically, you're in the. It's fair to say you also are in the technology business as well.
Correct. Yes.
So let me ask you. You know, being in the technology business, I'm sure you have a lot of customers come to you, ask you about situations and problems. What triggered, or what kind of inspired you, I guess, or triggered your needs to look for an email hosting company?
Due to, it came down to a cost per day of my clients and their employees spending so much time filtering through email of good and bad that we needed to find a resolution to the wasted time in a day deleting email. And it started first for me where I was receiving between 1,000 to 2,500 junk email in a day. So it affected me first, and that's why I started looking for a resolution to the problem.
Okay. So basically, the spam got to such a degree that you guys wanted to take some action and look for an email hosting company.
Correct. Yes.
Okay. Well, let me ask you another question too. Basically being in the network industry, the technology industry. I mean, you guys could have chosen anybody. I mean, having known you now, I don't know, 4 years now we've worked together?
I believe so, yes.
You've referred us at least over a dozen different customers. You guys could have chosen any technology company. I mean, you could have chosen anyone to work with, and they would have happily taken your business. Why did you guys choose Atomic Mail?
In the beginning, it was due to, limited research, but it was due to limited research. And then we, as I hired people on to work for me, they brought in other stuff. And I've gone back to Atomic for customer support. The fact that if I have a problem or if I need a resolution to a problem, there seems to never be a delay in getting a response from Atomic. So I can't say that I've been true 100%, but I've tried everything, and I'm moving everything back to the Atomic Mail platform because of the way the architecture is, for first off, and just the customer support is the best.
Great. Well, appreciate that. Let me ask you, and I definitely appreciate your time as well. I know you're very, very busy. The nature of the work that Atomic Mail's done, I mean, you've kind of commented on it so far. I mean, is there any other things you'd like to share in addition to the customer service and the architecture? Any other tidbits or things you want to expand on?
I don't know if there's any more to it, actually. I mean, customer service is the number one thing that everybody's gotten away from. And your company, Atomic Mail, has stayed with it. No matter what time of day, now granted, if I send a late email, I'll get a response first thing in the morning. And that's what I've grown accustomed to. The product's fantastic. So that speaks for itself. And, it does what it needs to do. And if I have not even an issue. If I set up a new client, I fire off an email with everything, and you guys do it for me. All I have to do is log in the first time to set up my IP address, and then I'm done.
Great. That's great to hear. This is a glowing testimonial, by the way, which we appreciate. What has changed for the better? Kind of summing things up and concluding this call, what has changed for the better as a result of our two companies working together? I mean, obviously, you know, we've benefited hugely and enormously from your referrals and all. I mean, we just greatly appreciate that. But for you, in your business, because customers are so important, what is kind of resulted that's been for the better?
Well, the items that nobody knows about, none of the end users, my mail servers are not taking a beating from the excessive email. I'm not having to worry about slowness on my servers anymore because I'm an eighth-tenth of the email that I was getting before. And at the desk, my clients are happy that they're not having to deal with the garbage mail. And and it just makes everybody a lot faster and a lot easier. The clients that don't have it yet just haven't experienced the nastiness of spam.
The pain threshold hasn't reached to a point where they want to do something about it.
Right.
Got it. Well, I definitely appreciate your time. Definitely appreciate you taking a moment to talk with us about our relationship and our partnership, because it's going on 5 years. I need to get out to Arizona.
I know.
A little tough, but I need to get out there. Ride a Harley with you.
Well, any time, Bronson. You know that I value what you do for us.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that. Well, thank you very much, Michael. You have a great day, and thank you for the call.
All right. Thanks, Bronson.
Bye.
Bye.